Julian Assange and press freedom on trial in London. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! With Dennis Moynihan and our weekly Breaking the Sound Barrier podcast. The role of a free press is to hold power accountable, especially those who would wage war. Press freedom itself is currently on trial in London as Julian Assange, founder and editor-in-chief of the whistleblower website WikiLeaks, fights extradition to the United States over an ever-evolving array of espionage and hacking charges. If extradited, Assange faces almost certain conviction, followed by up to 175 years in prison. His unjust imprisonment would also shackle journalists worldwide, serving as a stark example to anyone daring to publish leaked information critical of the U.S. government. U.S. prosecutors allege that Assange conspired with Chelsea Manning, a private in the U.S. Army, to illegally download hundreds of thousands of war logs from Iraq and Afghanistan, along with a huge trove of classified cables from the U.S. State Department. The first disclosure from the massive whistleblower release was a video that WikiLeaks called Collateral Murder. It was recorded aboard a U.S. Apache helicopter gunship as it patrolled the skies over Baghdad on July 12, 2007. The Apache crew recorded video and audio of their slaughter of a dozen men on the ground below, including a Reuters cameraman, Namir Nur Eldin, who was 22, and his driver, Saeed Shema, a 40-year-old father of four. After the initial high-caliber machine gun attack, a van arrived to help the wounded. The Apache crew received permission to, quote, engage the van and open fire, tearing apart the front of the vehicle, injuring two children in the van. Reuters had unsuccessfully sought the video for years. Before long, the New York Times, The Guardian, and Der Spiegel had worked together with WikiLeaks and Assange, publishing stories based on the disclosures. They detailed war crimes committed by U.S. forces in Iraq and Afghanistan, torture at CIA black sites, abuses at the U.S. notorious Guantanamo Bay prison camp, and cynical diplomatic dealings by State Department officials.
It is a clear press freedom case, and the attempts by the Department of Justice to somehow create this as a hacking case when there is absolutely no evidence of any hacking by Mr. Assange, I think demonstrates their desire to move away from the important issues on press freedom.
That's Jennifer Robinson, one of Julian Assange's attorneys, recently speaking outside the London courthouse on the Democracy Now! NewsHour.
The First Amendment is understood to protect the media in receiving and publishing that information in the public interest, which is exactly what WikiLeaks did.
The British authorities have kept Julian Assange in almost complete isolation in London's high-security Belmarsh prison since arresting him in April of 2019, dragging him out of the Ecuadorian embassy. Granted political asylum by Ecuador, he lived inside the dark, cramped embassy for over 7 years. When a right-wing president took power in Ecuador, he revoked Assange's asylum and allowed the arrest. Nils Melzer, the United Nations Special Rapporteur on Torture, visited Assange in Belmarsh and reported afterwards.
I spoke with him for an hour just to get a good first impression. Then we had a physical examination for an hour by our forensic expert, and then we had a two-hour psychiatric examination. And all the three of us had the same impression, and well, I had certainly an impression that the medical doctors had a diagnosis. We all came to the conclusion that he showed all the symptoms that are typical for a person that has been exposed to psychological torture over an extended period of time.
The conditions in the Belmarsh prison where Julian Assange is being held have only worsened during the COVID-19 pandemic. Assange hasn't spoken publicly in court other than once shouting nonsense in response to one of the many unsupported claims by the U.S. prosecutor. The presiding magistrate threatened to have Assange removed from the courtroom. Experts have lined up to defend Assange, including the legendary Pentagon Papers whistleblower Daniel Ellsberg. In 1971, Ellsberg released the Pentagon Papers, the secret history of the United States war in Vietnam, documenting how successive administrations had lied to the public about the war. Like Assange, Ellsberg provided the leaked documents to the New York Times. Also like Assange, Ellsberg was charged under the Espionage Act, could have spent the rest of his life behind bars. Ultimately, though, a judge threw out Ellsberg's case when it was revealed that President Nixon had ordered criminal break-ins seeking derogatory information on Ellsberg. In a prepared statement in Assange's defense that Ellsberg submitted to the London court, he reflected on the importance of the WikiLeaks disclosures. Ellsberg wrote, "I consider them to be amongst the most important truthful revelations of hidden criminal state behavior that have been made public in U.S. history." Ellsberg added, "The American public needed urgently to know what was being done routinely in their name, and there was no other way for them to learn it than by unauthorized disclosure." Ellsberg elaborated on the Democracy Now! NewsHour.
If this trial is successful, if the extradition is successful, already that will have an intimidating effect on journalists around the world and be a direct attack on the First Amendment of the United States.
Many of the war crimes exposed by WikiLeaks, in cooperation with established news organizations around the world, occurred under President George W. Bush. Assange's prosecution began under President Barack Obama. Then Vice President Joe Biden called Assange a high-tech terrorist.
I would argue that it's closer to being a high-tech terrorist than the Pentagon Papers.
President Trump said during the 2000 presidential campaign,
"WikiLeaks, I love WikiLeaks."
Now President Trump wants to lock up Assange and throw away the key. No president of any party should be allowed to threaten the free press. Indeed, it's essential to the functioning of a democratic society. I'm Amy Goodman with Dennis Moynihan.